The FT.
The level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, regarded by scientists as the biggest driver of global warming, has surged at its fastest rate in 30 years. Polita Clark, FT Environment correspondent, spoke to me about the implications. I asked her if the World Meteorological Organization's findings tally with other data and how alarmed should we be about this?
Yeah, I mean, they do tally with all the data, really, that scientists have been producing on carbon emissions for many, many years now. The WMO is actually measuring concentrations of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, as opposed to carbon emissions, which is what we're normally used to seeing from bodies like the International Energy Agency and other bodies that look at the actual level of emissions being produced. Now, these emissions actually hang around in the atmosphere for hundreds of years. And what the WMO is looking at is the actual overall concentration of greenhouse gases, of which carbon dioxide is the most important. And so it's very much in line with what we would expect to see from a continuing rise in the initial carbon emissions.
One of the things that this data has flagged up is the worry about the acidification of the oceans. At what point do you think this becomes dangerous for climate and for the creatures that live in the oceans? Do we know this?
Well, scientists are already very concerned about the impact of acidification in the oceans, which they're worried is causing bleaching of corals and therefore a diminution of the environment for creatures that depend on those corals for their habitat. So it's already a big concern, as are rising temperature levels in some parts of the ocean. So it is already a concern. It's something that scientists have been warning about for many years. And the interesting thing about this WMO report, though, is that it was suggesting that the preliminary data was perhaps showing that the oceans and forests, which store carbon dioxide as it's produced, that they may not be acting as a kind of a sink for this gas as readily as they have been able to in the past. And that's a quite significant finding if it does prove to be the case, because it suggests that carbon dioxide concentrations are going to become perhaps higher in the atmosphere, which could in turn lead to more warming in future. So they do emphasise this is only a preliminary finding, but it is a very interesting one and one that is of concern to scientists.
And presumably this is where the acidification of the oceans is more of a concern, because the oceans cover a much larger area of the Earth's surface. They play a more important role in absorbing carbon dioxide than forests, for example.
Well, they actually together are responsible for storing about half of all of the carbon dioxide we emit. So they're both equally important, really. And any sign that they're not acting as a big carbon sink in the way that they have in the past is one that scientists are going to regard with a lot of seriousness.
Do we know why this has happened and how we can remedy the problem?
Well, we do know why it's happened. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is the most authoritative body on climate science, has been warning for many, many years and has come to a more and more decisive conclusion that the reason this is occurring is because of human activity. In other words, the burning of fossil fuels primarily for the cars, the heating, the energy that we all consume on a daily basis. The burning of those fuels produces greenhouse gas emissions, predominantly carbon dioxide, and this is the reason that we are seeing emissions rise and have done so since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. So, but we're just seeing this occur to a larger and larger extent as more countries around the world are industrialising. We now have China has been the world's biggest producer of carbon emissions for some years now. It used to be the United States. And before that, of course, it was European countries where the Industrial Revolution was born. But unless those carbon emissions can be stemmed, it's unlikely that we're going to see any change in the trends that the WMO is reporting on.
What's the current state of international talks to combat global warming?
Well, they've reached a really important and interesting stage, actually. The UN has been trying to broker a global agreement on stemming emissions for more than 20 years and has comprehensively failed to do that, as this report demonstrates. But next year, at the end of next year in Paris, countries have agreed that they are going to finally produce a global agreement on stemming emissions. We still don't know the firm outlines of that deal, but in fact, I was talking to negotiators today who are much more optimistic about the prospect of achieving an agreement, a global agreement, in which all countries will agree to do something. The problem is that we're still not sure how tough that agreement is going to be, whether it's going to cause emissions to be brought down as fast as scientists say they need to be in order to stop global temperatures rising more than 2 degrees from what they were in pre-industrial times. They've already risen by nearly 1 degree. And many scientists think that 2 degrees is an upper limit beyond which we could start to see quite dangerous and irreversible levels of climate change. So the interesting thing is that we do now have these negotiations going forward. We have a situation in which the US and China are talking to each other much more closely than they were before about the shape of a deal. We may in fact get one, but as I say, whether it will be rigorous enough to bring emissions down to the levels that will avoid potentially dangerous climate change remains to be seen.
Thank you very much, Polita.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.